I know we associate crimes against humanity typically with genocide, like what happened in Cambodia in the 1970s or horrifically in the Holocaust. Don't even get me started on how the Trump team deals with the Holocaust. That was my last book, FDR and the Jews. But, all right. However, the International Criminal Court, which prosecutes genocides, has recently put a new priority on crimes against the environment, which would include catastrophic climate change. My wife, who's a climate activist, runs a climate change PAC, alerted me to all of these things that are going on with climate change. Now, let me quote you something. In 2009, a group of businessmen wrote a letter to then President Barack Obama. This is more than 7 years ago. And they said, the science is irrefutable, that unless we take strong action against climate change, the consequences are going to be catastrophic for our planet. And they went on to say, doing this won't hurt the economy, it'll help the economy by moving us into a new economic era. Guess who signed that letter? Donald J. Trump, Ivanka Trump, Eric Trump, and Donald Jr. What has changed in 7+ years? Science is even more compelling. Over 97% of scientists who publish in this area are in agreement. The threat is more immediate and more urgent. You can read about it every day. So what has changed is only Donald Trump's political calculation that to make it in the Republican Party, he had to join the discredited ranks of the deniers, or at minimum of the skeptics. And he has taken so many policies that not only halt progress in dealing with climate change, but throttle back progress. The Donald Trump of 2009 would be the first one calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump